Today I was watching a news bulletin and we're talking about the use of drama as a form of therapy. Now, I admit that there is an element of therapy, if you want, in drama or any endeavor in the arts or the sports. However, I don't feel very good when I hear this talk of therapy. Mainly because when I was young and liked to spend hours writing, and today I love writing as well. Everything I did, if I wrote something and I bother showing it to someone else, they would suggest that what I was doing was a form of therapy to compensate from my impairment. And so it was rather a bad experience because I have an impairment. It seems that whatever artistic interest I follow, it's conjured as something therapeutic or something that I'm doing because I'm trying to cope with my impairment, with the situation. Although there is some truth in that, I think that it's symptomatic of medicalization that has been part of my life for a lot of years. And sadly, this idea is that it belittles what I'm doing, really, because to be honest, therapy is something for me that I don't like doing. So, to describe writing as therapy in my case would be quite a put down because I love writing and I don't therapy I usually do with protest if I do it at all. So, I think that there is still this idea that if Gordon writes a good piece or writes a good work, then it's because he's doing it to cope, to normalize in a way his impairment. Not that Gordon is somewhat talented, even if I don't claim to be anyway. But it's, I do what I do because I love for what I'm doing. So I think I really wanted to vent out, really. So I'll leave you with that. Good night. It's nice here. Yeah.